Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes. First of all, what company are you with?
We are a third-party calling center, ma'am. We handle over 400 companies. I would need some information from you to find out exactly what company you're calling about.
Okay. And I'd let me turn the light on so I can see. We have a pending charge on our credit union for $5.74 that we do not know what it's for. So I'm trying to find out. And let me see if I wrote down the company name.
Do you have a zip code, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a zip code at all?
78750.
Hi, ma'am. And what is your first and last name?
Well, I don't know that I did anything. So let me tell. Can I tell you the company that it says on the pending charge?
Yeah. Here's the thing, ma'am. When it comes to the company name on the charge, it would be the merchant of what you bought into.
But I don't think we bought anything. There are only two people in the house, and neither one of us
did something
yesterday.
What it would show us on our end is the product that it actually is, which is the stuff that you see. If you did do it, that's the reason why I was asking for your information. That's the reason why I was asking for like your zip code and your first and last name to see if you're actually in our system.
Okay. Let me give you, what do you need first? First or last name?
Both. I would need your first and last name.
Okay. My first name is Carolyn, Carolyn. And the last name is B as in boy, UCCIERI.
Okay.
And my,
what's your husband's name?
Richard, same last name. Richard or Rich.
All right. One more thing before I can see if this is you or not, or see if this is y'all or not. Can you verify your shipping address for security reasons?
Our mailing address?
Yes, your mailing address. Your shipping address, ma'am.
Yes, it's 12007 Stout, Stout, Oak Trail, Austin, Texas.
Thank you for that, ma'am. What I see is it's under your husband.
That's what I figured because I knew it wasn't me. And what is it?
Okay, so he put himself into a sweepstakes for a cast iron skillet. A cast iron, like a cast iron pot.
Through who?
Through Factory Direct. I'm not so sure. It could possibly be under a few things because that's how we get our word out. It could be an advertisement. And with that advertisement, it lets you know that you are a possible winner to win this. And when you go in for the check-in, the checkout part of the page, it lets you know in the terms and conditions that it is the sweepstakes. And this entry is 547. Not 547, 574.
Okay.
And you do, and it is a monthly subscription. And with that monthly subscription, it is I think, want to say $56 a month. But every month that you're into it, your chances of winning is increased by 50%, and you do get a $125 voucher every month that you're into it.
Okay, how much is it a month?
I think it, depending on what it is, I want to say it's $56 a month.
$56 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the company? I mean, what is it?
The company is Factory Direct. And with that, which is a online company. They do things like that. They do sweepstakes, and they also do free gifts to get out their membership. And they give you those vouchers as a membership, so you can order stuff on their Factory Direct site. And their Factory Direct site have over 120 items. I want to say it's that many. If it's that many, it might be more than that, that you can use with that voucher every month.
How do I get out of it?
I can get it canceled for you right now, ma'am.
Okay, because he has no, he didn't even know he did anything. Because it's still pending in my account.
Yes, ma'am.
Because of the weekend.
Yeah, it is the weekend. That is like the quick join of that. So the only thing you'll be paying is that $574, and that's it. But you won't won't be billed with the $56 a month charge.
Okay, and the number you're calling from, is that who to keep an eye on it? Would it be a Factory Direct thing?
Yes.
If it went through.
If it went through, it'll be under something different, because Factory Direct is like the company. You know how you buy something from Walmart, you don't necessarily see what's on that you see that you bought, but you do see on your credit card statement it is Walmart. It's like that.
Right. It would say Walmart or
yeah.
Electronics or whatever.
It'll say,
but it
yeah,
wouldn't tell you
exactly what it is.
Exactly what it is.
Yes.
Okay. But if it didn't, do I have a number or anything that would
the number that will pop up on your statement will be the number that you called about that. As far as the charge, it would be, I forget what it would be, like something gardening or something like that. Sometimes it's
gardening.
Different. Yeah, it's different things that pops up depending on what you get. So I can't necessarily keep track of all the things that they have.
Right. So, okay. Let me get him in here and see if it sounds familiar to him. But if you cancel it, all that will get charged is the $574 that's already pending, correct?
Yes, 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 ma'am.
So I can put it was canceled. And the number I called to begin with was an 855 number, and the number that you called me back on is a 925. Would I call that number?
Yeah, the 925 number.
925.
Yes, ma'am. You can call that number back if you have any problems.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Renee.
Okay. And if you can bear with me just a second. So
go
I can
ahead.
Check
Take
with him. Okay, hold on. Factory Direct, and it was a charge for $574 to start this. Something to do, they handle all different kinds of things, and it was $56 a month, and they give you vouchers and stuff for different products and all kinds of things. And it would have been online. And it would look like anything else, but it would be find Grant and tell him that you were discharged for it. He can cancel the, well, they handle over 400 companies. They sell over. He can cancel the 50-60 next thing, but not the 574. But it's your, he has your information.
Okay, and let me ask you, have you had any problems with them before? I mean, is it a scam where they just take other people's information?
No, they haven't taken anybody's information. The only way to get on something like this is you would have to fill it out or anything like that, and people will have to call us in order to get it canceled. You can't email them anything like that. You have to get in contact with us so we can go into that.
Right, but I meant to sign up.
No, it's not a scam because it is a sweepstakes, and every time that you're entered into that sweepstakes, your chances of winning is increased by 50%.
Well, he said he didn't enter a sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am. What he clicked on was like an advertisement for it, and let them know that it says that he won, but like I said, it is an advertisement, it tells you that you have a chance to win, so it looks like you are a winner, and then when you go in and put in your card information, it lets you know in the terms and conditions.
He didn't put in his card but that's what I'm saying. He said he didn't do that. He didn't put his information in for anything like that.
That would be the only way that they would get that would be the only way that they would get the card information.
Let me ask you something. He was checking that the only thing that I know that he did yesterday, and he didn't put in any card information, was information on Uber to see if it worked. Would that be an advertisement
for Uber?
On that, maybe? Uh-huh.
No, ma'am. Like I said, it wasn't the only way that somebody would have not done that was if somebody else have their credit card and there would be a different shipping
address
or something.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Can somebody else do it?
No, nobody wouldn't be able to do it with it being his information and your shipping address. He's the one who had to do it. It was on the. It was yesterday, actually, when it was created.
Oh, I know
created.
It was yesterday, because it was pending this morning. So I know it was yesterday. Let me have you talk with him. Hold on a second so you can explain to him.
All right, ma'am.
I already did, but I can't. Yeah, but I'm concerned about how they got your information. You have to click it.
Okay, so if anything shows up at all under a different name or something, like tomorrow or later, I can call the 925 number and talk to somebody, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the 400 companies that you have are... they all like this? Are they all sweepstakes and stuff? Or
no, ma'am. We just handle over 400 companies. We handle campaigns. We handle all type of stuff.
Oh, okay.
We handle stuff like that and everything like that.
Okay. But you're canceling the monthly...
subscription.
The monthly...
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Subscription. And... the only thing that will go through is the 574.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate
no
you calling me back. Thanks
no
a
problem.
Lot.
No, I gave you that cancellation number, correct?
No, that's what I need.
I thought I gave it to you. I'm sorry about that.
No.
All right. Let me know when you're ready for that.
I'm ready.
All right, it is C as in Charlie. 2 6 2 9 9 0 5 5 6.
Okay, C as in cat. 2 6 2 9 9 0 5 5 6.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate your help. And if I need anything else, I'll give that number a call. And what is the name of your company?
We're a third-party call center, ma'am. I'm not eligible to give out that information.
Okay. Because you represent so many companies, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Renee.
All right. Thank you again. You too, ma'am, and thank you again for calling customer support.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.